Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. You know, this corona situation that we're all going through is putting stress on just about everybody. As I'm talking to friends, as I'm talking to colleagues, every conversation I'm having, this comes up. And let's face it, these are hard times. We have a lot of uncertainty out there. And with uncertainty comes stress, right? We're scared for our families. We're scared for our health. Some of us were scared for our living in terms of how we get paid job-wise. So there's a lot to worry about right now. And so one of the things we need to get really clear about is just how to deal with these things. And I've told my story before, but I'll just share it again very briefly. In my early 20s, I was just a stressed out person. Every day I felt stressed. The fear was always there. I mean, I would wake up several mornings and literally get sick. Like I would throw up from the stress that I was going through. And at that point, I figured out some things that helped me out tremendously. And that was really the catalyst for me to get into the personal development area, because that stress for me was so debilitating. I was so miserable and I let it overtake my life. And it really, you know, caused all kinds of problems, a breakup of a marriage, the destruction of a business, all from the stress and my inability to deal with it the way I needed to. And so as we look at what's happening right now, I'm not saying I don't go through any stress over corona, but the one thing I think I've gotten pretty good at is just dealing with it, right? Figuring ways to put some defenses around it and to handle what's coming at me. And really at the root of everything is to separate the stress from you, or separate yourself really from the stress. And the way you do that is you become the observer of what's happening to you. So, you know, when you're in your own story and it's playing out and you're just living it, it just becomes you. But if you can take the perspective of sort of stepping outside of yourself and looking back and observing what's going on, that changes everything. So the way to do this, probably the easiest way is just to sit back, maybe you lie down on your bed, on the floor, somewhere comfortable, and just sort of relax for a few minutes, and then start to just notice things, right? Notice the negative thoughts that are coming into your mind. And rather than just taking them on personally, just notice them and be the observer of those thoughts that are coming in. And maybe there's some feelings that are tied to those thoughts, but just notice them. And here's the other thing. Don't judge them. Just observe them, right? Don't let it get fearful. Don't say, oh my God, this is going to happen, and play it out a bunch of times. You know, if your worry is about, oh my God, is my job going to be safe or not, right? That's a very stressful situation. Okay? Don't judge it. Don't fall into it. Just say, okay, I've got this thought going through my mind about, you know, my job and the fear of it, of not being here. And as you're doing that, say, okay, what is there anything I can do at this moment to fix it? Is there anything I could do right now to deal with it? Right? And if the answer is no, it's beyond my control, what you do is just, again, notice the thought and sort of mentally attach that thought to a helium balloon and just let it go and just let it fade off and go away. And then come back and let's see what the next thought is. And if it's an unpleasant one, if it's a negative one, if it's causing you stress, do the same thing. Take a string, attach it to that helium balloon again, and just let it go. And what you're really doing is you're simply surrendering to those negative thoughts and feelings. You're just not taking them on. You're not living them. You're not playing them out over and over again. You're not projecting out, okay, if this happens, then that happens and that happens. If I lose my job, I can lose my house. If I lose my house, what is that going to do? I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. God forbid I'm homeless, like all these bad things. Okay. My point is when you get that thought of, am I going to lose my job? You just become the observer of that thought. Okay. What can I do to do anything? Can I do anything about it right now? Okay. I can work a little bit harder. Maybe I can work a little bit smarter. I can think about what those are. All right, that's fine. And then again, helium balloon, attach it to the thought, let it go. Let's move on. Right? And just surrender. No judgment. Don't judge it. Don't wait. And then after you let it go, await the next piece of information that comes. Right? So what is that going to be? Maybe it's another thought that comes in. Maybe it's even a solution to what you were thinking of before that didn't come to you. But a lot of times, one of the most powerful ways to get that next piece of information comes from your subconscious mind, right? That's where a lot of these things get solved. And sometimes we don't have the answers in our conscious mind. And so often when I get a question that I can't answer or a challenge that I'm facing, and I'm trying to find a solution to that challenge, and that challenge ultimately would lead to stress in my life, I try to surrender to it first, just become the observer, let it go, move on to the next thing. And then if it starts to come up again and it's a solution that I need, before I go to sleep at night, I'll pose a question to myself, like, what is it that I need to solve? And I'll leave either my phone or a pad next to the bed with a pen. And then if I wake up in the night, sometimes I'll revisit that question. But ultimately, when I wake up in the morning, I always revisit the question just to see what's there. And sometimes it comes, sometimes I get an answer, sometimes there's something there for me, and sometimes there isn't. And then I'll do the same thing the next night. But what I find is that when you get those difficult decisions that you need to make, when you're looking for a solution to something that's really challenging and it's just not coming to you, tapping into your subconscious mind as a way to deal with it can be a very powerful way. And again, it's just posing the question right before you go to sleep, and revisiting the question when you wake up, and just being ready to capture whatever comes into your mind when it does come, and being patient to say, okay, it doesn't have to come to me the first day, but if I do it over and over again, if I do it 3 or 4 days in a row, something will come to you. I've done this so many times, it just works. Right? So if you're going through that stress and you're trying to find a solution for that stress, keep thinking through it, but pose the question to yourself. Start by being the observer, just watching what happens, right? You have the ability to separate from yourself, to sort of rise above things and just look back at yourself and just watch what happens. And as you're that observer, be the non-judgmental observer, right? Stop critiquing, stop saying it should be this way and not that way. Just be and just watch and just kind of let things float by as they come. So the thing here is we just can't remove the stressors that we have and think that that is the solution to all the problems, because another stressor will come in. Now, I'm not suggesting you don't try to, if there's something that's stressing you out that you can remove, do it, right? And for this moment, it may solve that particular problem. But what we're talking about here is a life skill, and that I think we all need to learn. And it's that this ability to simply surrender the negative thoughts and feelings. And the solution to doing that is simply by being the observer, not allowing yourself to judge, and just being able to let go mentally. If you fall into the trap, what happens is you start to play these things over and over again in your mind. And as they repeat themselves, they take on new lives of their own, because you start projecting into the future of what could potentially happen and what could potentially go wrong. And at that point, you've lost control. So again, it comes in, you let it go. You just observe it coming in. Hey, this is a kind of a weird thought. Well, why? I wonder what this is about. Okay, it's negative. All right, I'm just going to tie it to that balloon again and just let it go. And then I'm going to move on and just be the observer. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they could pull on the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today and for this week, as that stress comes into your mind, just be the observer. Notice the negative thoughts coming in. Don't judge those thoughts. Just notice them. Take that thought, attach it to a helium balloon, and just let it pass. Okay? You're just observing what's happening. And then just surrender. Surrender to all the negative thoughts and feelings that are coming in. And if you can do this, right, this is going to change. It'll really change the amount of stress you deal with in your life. It'll put you in a much better situation to hold, to let things go. Right? We just can't remove these stressors. We need to learn a technique for just surrendering those negative thoughts and feelings. And this can actually do that for you.